And of course, that is an option in some situations. We have the CO8 NSABP big study that's now closed, so that's a little bit different. But what we actually said to them was, just theoretically, let's assume there's a trial available looking at FOLFOX plus or minus Bev or chemo plus or minus Bev, similar to the NSABP trial. And let's assume that there's also a trial available with chemotherapy or FOLFOX plus or minus cetuximab. And of course, there is, that trial is available right now through the intergroup. So we asked them that, and we asked them the two stage three situations, one with two positive nodes, and the other was 15 out of 18 positive nodes. So in this situation, two positive nodes and theoretically trials available, both looking at these biologic plus chemo questions, still about half the people, the most common choice is FOLFOX off protocol, which I thought was interesting. And for the docs, what they would do and what they would recommend to patients, if those trials were available, a significant number, about 30%, would opt for a trial looking at chemo plus or minus Bev, but a lot less people interested in a trial looking at chemo plus or minus cetuximab. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, the chemo plus Bev trial accrued in a minute. Everybody threw patients onto that clinical trial. One, it's an enthusiasm around bevacizumab. Secondly, and I think maybe most importantly, is it's a toxicity issue. There's the perception that that's not adding significant side effects other than the quirky side effects of Bev. Whereas the cetuximab trial, you know, you have significant rash as a concern. These are patients who do not have metastatic disease and would be flying a flag that, look, I'm on chemotherapy if you get rash. So that trial's still accruing and I'm participating in it, and it's still a little hard to get patients to go on to that trial where it was a piece of cake, even though the Bev trial lasted 6 months longer than the cetuximab trial. There was great enthusiasm for that, less for this. I think it's all toxicity.
In terms of the toxicity, what's your experience been first with Bev in the adjuvant setting? You put patients on CO8.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, I don't think we really noticed a lot of difference with the toxicity from the FOLFOX. The addition of the Bev is primarily a hypertension thing, which was easy to manage. The part that I thought would be a struggle is the extra 6 months of Bev. And I was quite interested at how easily and how accepting patients were of that extra 6 months. So that really wasn't that big a deal. I thought it was going to be a bigger deal.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've been hearing that from not only the GI investigators, but also lung, for example, this questioning of taking a monoclonal antibody. But the Oncs in practice and the breast people are going, you know, this is not going to be a big deal because we've already done this with trastuzumab. And I guess your experience sort of bears that out.
Yeah, absolutely the same.